Right, sorry. Becky, back to you. Sorry. Kowloon, Chunwan and Kwai Ching.
Right. Thank you, Chair. I would like to report on the first Kowloon, Chunwan, Kwai Ching Task Force meeting of this new term on the 1st of September. We have met for nearly 5 hours from 2 to 7, but it was very fruitful and we managed to cover 5 major topics. So on the first agenda item on the Tsim Sha Tsui East and Tsim Sha Tsui West action areas, the Avenue of Stars and Salisbury Garden Revitalization Plan progress update, as is of great importance within the geographical remit of this task force and is a subject of great public concerns, please allow me a bit more time so that members of the full Harbourfront Commission would have a better picture. So on this agenda item, many members like me shared great disappointment that the project team had submitted the planning application before coming to brief members of this task force and to address the comments raised by members in its January meeting this year. So this agenda item was first presented to the task force on the 22nd of January 2013, and there was no update for 2 years until the 19th of January. Members at that time already expressed a very strong wish to be kept more closely informed and have raised many questions and specific comments, especially on the additional commercial GFA and the management approach. Is disappointed that the proponent submitted a planning application to the Town Planning Board on the 3rd of July and before the task force of this new term could have a chance to meet and submit a formal submission either to support or to oppose. So members were informed, circulated a gist and asked to write to the Town Planning Board as individuals, and we were also informed 3 days in advance for an informal session to be held on the 17th of August. Understandably, many members, including myself, could not attend, and the application was approved with conditions by the Metro Planning Committee of the Town Planning Board on the 21st of August. So in the meeting on the 1st of September, the task force was provided some more details, but in our views, still insufficient details about the commercial activities, the design, including the seating arrangements, and the management approach. I won't go into the details here, but suffice it to say Christine's team has summarized the gist of this discussion. Of course, the minutes is a separate matter that will be circulated for confirmation later. I have suggested the Secretariat not only to circulate to task force members, but to all members of this Harbourfront Commission so that all of us are given a full picture. A major breakthrough has been achieved that LCSD has agreed to provide the task force with a public engagement plan within 10 working days. This document was received on time and on the 14th of September, and this has also been circulated to all task force and Harbourfront Commission members. So task force members were invited to comment on this PE plan in 7 days. These comments have also been conveyed to the project team. On the ways forward, we would like to call for a task force meeting in November after the first phase of the public engagement exercise and as soon as practicable. So we understand that the task force of this commission is essentially an advisory body, but we sincerely hope that the proponent will be ready to provide us with the views of the general public and the much needed technical details, and to address all important questions that the task force has raised so far in the upcoming task force meeting. So I welcome members to supplement after my progress report. So on the second agenda item, we have discussed about the draft planning brief for the 5 comprehensive development area zones at Tong Yun Street and Yan Yu Wai Yau Tong. So the main proposal was to break up or subdivide a large single CD8 site into five smaller CD8 sites, but keeping a continuous public promenade of not less than 15 meters. Members were generally supportive because of the fragmented land ownership, and we hope that this would facilitate an early implementation of harbourfront enhancement. So some members also raised questions about the provision of bollards and anchors, as well as that of a cycle track. The third agenda item that we talked about was the refurbishment of the waterfront promenade at West Rail Twin One West Station, TW5 Bayside Property Development. Task force members of the last term has actually conducted a site visit in May last year. So the MTR Corporation Limited and LCSD has presented the design to us. The task force welcomed the design of the promenade for people of all walks of life, especially including the children, the cyclists, and the elderly. But we also raised 2 points for consideration, especially on tree species and on the possible co-use of the cycle track and the emergency vehicular access. Then the next agenda item that we discussed about was the development of community green stations in Kwai Ching, Chin Wan, Kowloon City, and Yeo Chim Mong District. So EPD introduced the initiative of the community green station to us. The task force expressed in principle support for these community green stations initiative as centers for enhancing environmental education and providing logistic support in recycling activities. But we also want the EPD to take into account the harbor planning principles in their detailed design, for example, having a harborfront theme in these CGS. Finally, we discussed about the proposed short-term tenancy number 3874, Kwai Ching for recycling uses at Wing Shun Street, Kwai Chung, New Territories. So EPD has identified a site for this particular site for the processing of waste paper, plastic, metal, and other recyclables. The site selection was conducted with details, and the task force supported the proposed site allocation, especially in view of the need to be close to the public cargo working area at Rambler Channel. We urge EPD to continue to consult the local stakeholders so that the project is acceptable to the local community. Chair, that concludes my progress report. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Members, comments, please. Thank you. Franklin.
Thank you, Chair. I have two items. I have some points to supplement.
Please.
One is about the just wait a minute. It's about the one with the cycling track. I think that's West Wales Station, the promenade beside the West Wales Station. I had an opportunity after the task force meeting to discuss with the consultant of this project, and I understand the crux of the issue about the co-use of the cycle track and the emergency vehicular access is that CEDD actually has a requirement or a comment about the width of the cycle track, that it cannot be too wide. And because the EVA itself must be at least, if it's in terms of a non-carriage way, then it has to be at least 6 meters, and that is too wide for a cycle track. And personally, I cannot understand why a cycle track cannot be wider than is necessary. So I would like to bring this issue to this task force, maybe to ask, well, if it's really coming from CEDD, then I think we all would like to understand why it cannot be combined. So that's one point.
All right, Becky, yes. You might want to pick that up in a minute. You said you had another point?
Yes. Another point is about the submission from the project proponent of the Chim Sai Choi Avenue of Star project. And I note that in that document they submitted after 10 days, they say the first stage of the public engagement about the basically about the design of the project is going to be completed in by November. And I also note that we scheduled to have the Kowloon Task Force meeting in November also, and I doubt whether that's enough time for the public engagement, that's one. And then whether if there are opinions from the public or, well, whoever in this engagement exercise, that would affect the design, whether the design could be revised and presented to the task force in time. So that's my question number two. Thank you.
Becky, take first, and then LCSD, maybe just pick up the second. Thank you.
Sorry, Chair, I think I can have the answer for the second one as well, because it's listed on our paper on the public engagement exercise on page 4. Phase 1 actually would last from September to November. So basically, we want to see the feedback of the general public as soon as practicable. And in scheduling the next task force meeting, we'll work together with LCSD to make sure that some of these public view of the first phase will be ready for further discussion. So the second phase will be from January to June 2016. Thank you.
I just, well, note that because of that, the second part from January to June would be on the operation or the management of the park. That means, well, before that phase, then the design would be, well, somewhat fixed. And I am worried that
it's tight.
Yes, it's very tight, and the project proponent may not have enough time to revise the design in view of the comments received on the first stage of public engagement.
LCSD, like to supplement?
Chairman, thank you.
Thank you.
It is a very tight schedule, and we promise that we are working to our best.
Can you get a bit closer to the microphone? Sorry.
We are working our best now, and the plan is tomorrow we start with the first focus group meeting with the community, and there would be four others, a total of four groups following. And then in early October, we'll set up a website to show as much information as we can on the design of the proposed project. And by the end of October, we rolled out the roving exhibitions to be set up in the Avenue of Stars, at the Hong Kong Cultural Center, Sha Tin Town Hall, and City Hall, where visitors will be invited to give their views through a questionnaire. And on the website, we also ask people to go and take a look at the exhibition first and then give views. And they can always write to New World or us, because there's an inquiries number and an email address. So by middle of November, it is the fastest time we can finish with views and comments gathered from the exhibition or questionnaires. We understand that the first meeting, the next meeting is in early November, but I think the best we can do is report progress of what we can do. And New World will be ready to revise all the designs and report to the commission again in December. And I think this is a reasonable time frame to do a better work.
Mm. I mean, just picking up Frankie's point, I mean, slipping the task force a week or two might give you a bit more information from the engagement exercise. It's entirely up to you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Chair. I think there would be pros and cons, because the problem when everything is finalized as the final design, it will be difficult to change.
Sure.
So when we have initial comments, things can go in parallel so that we can comment on the design and so on before it's being finalized. So, but we are happy to consider different feedbacks, and I'll work together with the Secretariat. We will try to meet in early to mid November.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments, please? Paul?
Yeah, on the TST site, so focus group meetings, dates and invitations. I mean, who's invited and for these, and has that been made public? Where can we find those information about these focus group meetings? The second question is on the on the structural repair works. I mean, it seemed, you know, Chairman, this is what happened. We had a meeting for which we understood that there would be no further progress on this till early 2016, and that it would be first public consultation. And the next day, there was a press release from LCSD explaining that the promenade would be closed in the 1st of October. So that was a surprise from the media. We learned that. And the public engagement plan was then given to us about 10 days later. But it doesn't tell us on the core issue that the community is concerned about, which is the entrustment. So, I mean, are you entrusting the structural repair works to New World, and why? And how much is being charged? My second question on the structural repair works is, does that involve the removal of the railing, which is a design feature that has been raised by the chair of the meeting as well? And so how will the entrustment of works be decided? Will the public be consulted? And how will the entrustment of future management be decided? And will the public be consulted? Not just the management, how to manage, but are we going to actually entrust it to New World, and why? And will the public have an input on that discussion? Because I think that is the crux of, if I read the media for the last weeks, and we should all be aware of this, that's one of the crux of the issue, the handing over of the private management of the TST and the Salisbury Gardens to New World, and that is and the alfresco dining area. So I hope we can get some more explanation on that today, because I'm sure that this is critical. Chairman, on the other issue is the same issue as that was raised before on the sharing of the cycle track and the EVA. Again, I hope we can get some issue that resolved. I mean, we've got a 6-meter EVA, we need a 2.5-meter cycle track or a 3-meter cycle track. We can put some lane markings and we're done. I mean, cycle tracks do not have to be separated with hard pieces of concrete. And if everybody's really concerned about it, then have frangible bollards or whatever, you know, TD wants to come up with. But I think it's somewhat narrow-minded to not have the area shared. I'd like to point also that in the West Rail thing, the third point I'd like to raise is we not only asked for the tree species and the cycle track, we also asked about the outdoor seating arrangements. So whether there will be areas for people to eat and drink outside the commercial areas in the public space, and which areas would be designated. And I understood in the meeting that that would be clarified to us after the meeting. We haven't received that information yet.
Becky, do you want to go in reverse order? Shall we go back to LCSD? LCSD, sorry, I was going to deal with the other points that Paul raised first, and then we'll go back to this issue of the EVA and the cycle track.
Thank you, Chair. On the EVA, actually, we have also came up with this innovative idea of just using marking to separate the cycle lane and the emergency vehicular access. So basically, we still have to go back and see what would be the comments from the fire department as well as from transport department and LCSD. So we are waiting for that confirmation. According to common sense, that should work. Okay, so we have put that in minutes. Right. So there would be some technical requirements as well, okay, that we have to abide to. So at the end of the day, safety is the major concern, you know, for EVA.
The seating.
On the West Rail Station. Yeah, on the West Rail Station, there has also been comment by Paul, a member of the task force, about whether we could have alfresco dining and commercial activities. But we also have heard comments that because there will be a lot of such activities within and nearby the Chun Wan West Rail Station, so I would consider that as being reflected in the minutes instead of giving this in the progress report, because to be frank, there are also many, many other comments that we have discussed about. But it's true, Paul has raised that comment in the task force meeting, and this will be recorded in the minutes. Did I answer the question?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I want to divide this discussion on Avenue of the Stars into two parts. CEDD, Can you comment on the state of repair and the need to close the promenade? Because I CEDD here, please.
Well, for
we've seen pictures. I mean, we've seen pictures of the state of repair. We've been alerted to the fact that it's verging on the unsafe. Can you help us understand a bit more about the need to close the promenade?
We're not the department to decide on the closure of the promenade.
But who's advising on the state of repair then? Sorry, LCSD, can you take both parts then? Sorry, I assume that CEDD would be involved because of the major nature of the work. Sorry.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Paul, for your questions. I think first, let me respond to the bridge structure. I think in the meeting in this January, pictures have been shown about condition of the bridge structure. And it is a timely thing that we should do something because of safety, not just of outlook. And with the current management deed with New World, there are still 9 years remaining. It's a 20-year deed being signed. So they have the responsibility to maintain and repair the bridge structure. And that is what we are going to do. And we did not announce all in a sudden that it would be closed on the 1st of October. It would be closed on the 8th of October. And I think we have also replied in writing to you, Paul, on this issue. And on the other issue on entrustment, I'm afraid I'm not in a position and that we are not ready to take this forward now. We are still in discussion and deliberation of how it should be taken forward. And I will make sure that the Commission and you know what we are going to do in future. And about the railing, I don't think the railings would be gone in the next time. It's about the bridge structures first. And we still have a few months to go. And I appeal to members understanding that this is a complicated project, if not proposal, that we have to take forward in collaboration with many parties, many departments, not just New World. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, no, I'm just a voice of support, if you like. I mean, I think clearly we're back on track, if I may put it that way. Clearly, the proponent is now engaging with the community. We should be encouraging that. We should be obviously keenly awaiting the outcome and keen to review that outcome when it happens. And as Franklin said, the design obviously will have to reflect public views and public opinion. So it may well be that the design we're looking at the moment may change significantly as a result of public opinion. My sense is we should be allowing that exercise to proceed, encouraging it, supporting it. Task force will meet as is proposed in November and obviously review the outcome of the first stage of the engagement and report back to Commission. At the next Commission meeting, we can obviously have a thorough review of where we are and what more needs to be done. Paul, I'm just a little cautious about getting hung up about engagement. I mean, you've had your answer from LCSD. It's something they're tackling. They're not ready to explain or not ready yet to share, if you like, the potential solutions, the potential outcome. I think we should respect that. Let them get on. Meantime, the engagement, the important thing is the community are being involved, and which is really where we started our discussion. We were concerned the community weren't being involved. We're now seeing that happen.
Asking me a question, Chairman.
No, I'm steering you. I'm steering you.
All right, steering me in my next comment. Chairman, I fully encourage the investment by any third party into upgrading the area. That's something that we have pursued in this commission for a very long time. The area is dilapidated. It needs a lot of work, and it's good that money is made available. I have no problem with it that New World wants to pay for it. And I think we should encourage that to happen as soon as possible. However, we've got to make sure the community is involved and engaged in the design decisions, but also in the entrustment decision about future management. So let's let's get that to happen. And I also want to make sure that there is no obstacles put in the way for the community to be involved in that discussion about the entrustment.
All right. Thank you very much. Entrustment for another day. LCSD, anything you want to say by way of wrap up? No. Okay. Good. Good luck, I think is probably the right phrase. Please, Ivan.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm not the member of a Kowloon Task Force this term, but every time the Deputy Director of LCSD have a press conference about the Avenue of Star, I have this reporter waiting for me to comment in my office. As
join
the Harbourfront Commission, I've told the public openly that first, we do not agree with the suggestion of the politician in Cantonese saying "推倒重來." Second, we do not believe that the public consultation proposed by LCSD is a fake public consultation, and I assure the public that the Harbour Commission will ensure this public consultation is a meaningful public consultation. And I also assure the public that the most important thing of this project is the context of the design of this new proposal. And I will request to LCST, the project proponent, to make sure the proposed design is a relevant and appropriate design for the purpose of this portion of the harbourfront. What I'm a little bit concerned is the closure. I mean, when you touch on the closure for the repair and repaint maintenance purpose, I just do not know whether there is any works department acting as LCSD's technical advisor on various issues in this project. Because based on the photo sent by LCSD, yes, there is some concrete boring problem, but what the pictures show, the problem is not so severe that we need to close that portion of the block walk. But it could be understood because LCSD is not a technical department, so I would suggest make sure the government have adequate support to them and don't let the reporter ask me embarrassing question to answer. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Let's draw a close on that one, I think. Thank you very much. Ivan, we rely on you with the media, all right?